This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, well, well. It's Friday, which means it's your last chance to get Jelly Roll tickets at 8:40 this morning.
That's right. Don't be goofy and mess it up.
So I want to talk about Harry Styles for a hot minute, because we haven't talked about him. It was like he was in the news nonstop because he was on tour.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got off tour.
Yeah.
And all we talked about now is Taylor Swift being on tour.
True.
She kind of took over for Harry, didn't she?
I mean, temporarily maybe, because now Harry's back. What's the word with Mr. Styles?
Well, he was spotted getting cozy in London with, who is this, Taylor Russell. Listen up, Harry. Let me Google this bitch and find out who she is.
Uh-oh. Allie's on a mission. Taylor Russell. The name sounds familiar, but also the name Taylor and the name Russell. So I'm like, I could just be thinking of the fact that it's two common names.
That's true, because, yeah, it sounds like somebody you would know.
But at the same time, I can't put a picture in my brain, so clearly I don't know who they are.
Ah, let me find. Who is Taylor Russell? The internet's going to answer for us.
Oh, you're not the only woman interested.
Let's meet the actress sparking the Harry Styles romance rumors, everybody.
Who is she? Where does she live?
She's an actress. That's all I know. I have no idea what she's ever been in. They're the same age, though. They're both 29. He was last linked to Emily Ratajkowski. Remember when they were spotted making out, though, in public? And we found later that he had said Emily Ratajkowski was like one of his big celebrity crushes, we found out. And before that, he was with Olivia Wilde when he was on tour for a couple of years.
Wilde.
So now he's with this new actress that you don't know.
Nope, Taylor Russell. See? Looks familiar. She's got a very common face, but I couldn't tell you what I know her from because I don't know any of these movies that she's in.
Nope, nothing. Not even ringing a bell.
No. Well, that's Harry Styles,
that's
girl.
That's Harry Styles, girl. It's tonight, baby. It's tonight. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Webber!
And tonight is a big night, DZ.
I mean, what's tonight?
Well, Ludacris.
What's tonight? Besides, you know, celebrating hip-hop's 50th birthday.
Ludacris! It is going to be lit tonight.
Oh, it's on. It's on.
I went back to the State Fair last night after your cream puff contest.
After we left?
After we left.
You said you had stuff to do.
I had a date.
Oh. So the date was...
I went home and I changed. I went back into the fair with a dude.
The date was your stuff to do, right?
Date was my stuff. No.
Ooh, okay.
So coming up next, we're going to talk about what's happening tonight. And I'll tell you how my date went. How about that?
I'd love to hear it, yo.
Because we have a lot to talk about, including Ludacris tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's game on.
I don't know if I'm actually ready.
You're not.
I don't think I am.
You're not. But it's going to be a good time, because last night when I was there, REO Speedwagon was playing.
Okay.
And I was like, tomorrow it's on. Move!
Get out the way.
It's going to be a different vibe tonight. Kiss FM. We'll talk about it next. Why were you busy all day, DZ?
We just had a lot to do.
Wow, 103.7 Kiss FM.
Yeah, and I mean, we had a quote for a fence yesterday after we left.
You were at the fair for the cream puff contest, which we'll get into later.
Yeah, and we walked around for a little bit, had some fun, got some food, tried some of the Sporky's foods and whatnot, you know, the awards.
What'd you try?
We tried the lava cake.
Yep, the
beer lava cake one. Mm-hmm. It was decent, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like beer and food. Alcohol and food don't mix well for me.
Taste it?
I could taste it. Yeah. It was heavy. And I was like, I get why people love it. Not for me, but I ain't going to hate it.
Is that the one that had the pretzel? It's like pretzel bread with cheese inside of it.
Yep. Oh, it was a pretzel bread donut.
Interesting.
It was a jelly filled with cheese.
Interesting.
And it was good. It had this like hot honey, little sum on there. Mm-hmm. Oh, that hot honey was busting.
Really?
It was busting,
okay.
Busting. But yeah, after we left the fair, we had to rush home, basically.
Yeah.
Because we had a guy coming in to give
to
us
do
a,
your fence quote.
Give us a fence quote. Right? Mm-hmm. We're trying to fence in the backyard, and we haven't gotten any quote back yet, but we're interested to find out need to go through them or somebody else. Like, who got the better price?
They'll come back at you with a quote, get a few, and then it'll make them competetive.
Well, he said he was going to give it to us last night, and he never sent it. So we're just waiting now this morning.
I feel like we're both tired. I feel like our energy is low today. Is anyone else sensing since that?
Yes. Because yes, I can.
Well, and I was at your the cream puff contest with you, and then I went home and I got ready to go out on a date. So both of us were like, go, go, go. And I'm tired.
Yeah, yeah, it was a lot of go, go, go.
It was a long day.
I feel like this week has been go, go, yeah. go. But I ain't go to sleep until almost 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And at that rate, I should have just stayed awake.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe I was mad because of the cream puff contest.
You were mad about losing.
Listen, I ain't going to get into it just yet, yeah. obviously. But I thought about it. Mm-hmm. I have theorized and I have written down tips and tricks for myself for next year.
Really?
I'm taking this seriously now. Like, it was tra-la-la. It was a joke. I had a lot of fun. But taking...
Now that you know what to expect next year, you think you're going to win.
Oh, yeah. No. No, think. Next year, I'm going to win.
You're going to win.
Now it's a challenge and nobody else is the competition. This was very lighthearted yesterday. I'm in mode now.
Okay, good.
I want to repeat today.
Coach Allie's ready.
Let's go.
Coach Allie is ready.
When we start training for next year.
Whenever you want.
Let's start next year.
Let's go. In January. We don't have time right now. We're busy.
We're really, really busy.
The cream puff contest is over for this year.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like a 5-year-old last night, though, at the fair, because it was very childlike going on a date at the fair.
So tell me about your day, G.
It was so childlike.
It was a little secretive. I ain't even going to call you out.
It kind of was. Well, I didn't really think it was going to be like that, and that's kind of what it turned into.
Mm-hmm.
Cause right?
Because we were like, oh, what you got going on? And you very adamantly was like, oh, I got a lot going on for the rest of the day. I'm busy. I got stuff to do. I got to get out of here.
I got
to
go.
And we're like, oh, bet. You know, plenty of stuff to do. Bye, Allie. Baby Sammy. Bye, Allie.
Bye, Sammy. Got to go. And I did dip out of the fair quick, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, quick work. We were there for like another hour and a half after you dipped.
I dipped, but I went back.
But you came back. So talk to me about your day.
It was fun last night. Well, I went out with a guy. This guy. This guy I've been out with before.
Is that their name? This guy?
This guy. Why do I always go back to the past people? It's a blast from the past.
It's comfort. It's comfort and it's familiarity.
Is it?
Yeah. It's something that's no pressure because you already know them.
I haven't seen
him
in a long time.
Oh, good.
And then we kind of like, we reconnected because I sent him a you up text.
Ooh. Hey, big head.
I sent him a you up text one randomly when we were at Summerfest.
Okay. And that re-sparked the conversation between you.
It re-sparked something between us. And we started talking. And
ain't nothing wrong with that.
I wasn't really taking it too seriously. I was like, whatever. I'll see him when I see him. And then like we had a lot of fun last night. And it was a good time. And I don't know. We spent the night again. And I'm like, what's going on here? You're just supposed to be, how did you get here? Nobody's supposed to be here.
But here we are.
But I'm having a good time. And I had a really good time with him last night. And it was very childlike. Like, but we like it's like giggly and like fun.
Yeah,
and, like there are men that go, let me take you out to dinner,
mm-hmm.
and that's a different vibe.
Very different vibe. Let's go to the fair.
Let's go to the fair is like very like we're friends. We have a friendship like building.
Main question.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense. The only thing that I need you to make sense is one question.
Doesn't
I
mean
have.
I'm gonna be getting in a relationship.
Well,
but.
Ain't nobody said nothing about nothing, but ain't nobody denying it either. But did he buy you or not buy you? Technically, did he? Win you a fair bear.
Oh, I can't believe you asked me this. This is so funny because as we were walking around, he was very good. He was trying to buy everything.
Mm-hmm.
Pork chop on a stick, you know.
Ooh, okay.
It was very yummy. There was a point where we kept running into just people because you're at the fair. So I kept running into people I know.
Yep.
He ran into some people he knew.
Yep.
And we ran into a friend of mine who lives in my neighborhood. And I said to her and her husband, they met him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, this is, you know, this
such
guy. They knew I was out. My girlfriend knew.
This is
this guy. And my friend's husband said, how old are you? And he told them he was close to my age. He's late 30. Well, he's 39.
Okay.
They thought he was 26.
Hey, and flex on
every person I asked after that was like, I was like, dude, people are going to think I'm dating a 25-year-old and you're almost 40. Like, you look young. And so we said we should go play the guess game. Because everybody that I asked would say he's in his mid-20s. And I'd be like, no, he's not. He's not. No.
Do they have the guessing game? Like, guess your age at the fair?
Yes.
Y'all, so did y'all play?
So we see it. And he goes, look. And I go, oh. And it was $5. And then he was like, oh. I was like, oh, you got to do it. And then he was like, well, do you want me to win you one of those? And I was like, oh, I wasn't even thinking about you winning me anything. I was just like trying to stump the guy.
But now that you mention
it. And I go, no, we have too many stuffed animals. Let's go. I was like, please don't win me something. everything. I have 900 stuffed animals in my house.
I'm not trying to carry this to the rest of the fair looking like we in high school,
bro. It was really sweet that, you know, he offered, but no thanks.
The gesture was there. Mm-hmm. Had you wanted it, he would have.
He would have,
and it's the maturity to realize that you didn't and go, okay, short thing, boo thing. Ooh, I'm liking this guy that we know.
We'll see. I told him last night, I said, the reason you and I ended is because you were never consistent, and I will not. Like, so, and I told him that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
We'll see.
See if he sticks around.
We shall see how the cards fall.
Still
right?
Single. So, but yeah, I'm having a good time with this guy I reconnected with. Another random reconnection. It's
y'all,
so weird.
Y'all are enjoying your time. Y'all had some youthful banter last night. Y'all got plans to go out again. You know I gotta ask. Whoa. Did y'all already set some up for the next time?
No. No, because my kids come home today and I'm gonna have them for like 2 weeks.
Oh, back in mom mode. Yeah. Oh no, we back in mom mode.
We're in mom mode, so I'll see you when I see you, brah.
Yeah. Yeah, see this might have been the end. Sorry, Poppy. My bad. It was fun while it lasted.
We had fun while Allie was kid free, and now it's back to mom life right now. Let me tell you. I'll see him again, obviously. But
of course.
You know. That's it. So DZ, I did not think I'd be coming in giving you a recap of a date I had at the fair, but it kind of turned into that. I thought it was going to be a night hanging out with a guy I like, spend a little time with, and it kind of turned into a date. So
it turned into a whole date.
Maybe next week I won't talk to him anymore. Maybe next week we'll be, I don't know, on cloud nine. We'll see.
I think he's waking up smitten this morning. I don't know. He might be thinking of the fair bear. He ain't get to win you, so he's going to take you back.
He woke up in my bed. Are you kidding me?
Oh, hey, yo!
I told you, he spent the night.
Hey, yo!
He left. Wow, we are on time, everybody. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ on a Friday on time.
Look at us.
Look at us. Who would have thunk?
We should stay on time.
We won't. DZ and I talk too much. We never stay on time.
Staying on time.
So every Friday around this time, we talk about what's up this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the big one tonight. You and me at the Wisconsin State Fair, DZ.
We just doing something slight. Ooh. Nothing major. Just Luda.
Ludacris. Final weekend of the fair. This is it, everybody.
I've realized how much of a Luda fan I really am because of all the things that I still have from Ludacris. I got an old rap lyrics printout from like 07.
You guys, I saw this. DZ brought it in. First of all, the fact that you printed out the lyrics.
I was that guy.
Was adorable. But the fact that you've kept it, knowing it's all on your phone and on the internet, and you still have the Ludacris lyrics printed out. I want you to bring those tonight just in case we see them and get them signed.
Hey Luda, can you sign this for me?
The funny thing is,
I got a bunch of merch for Luda to sign for me now.
But the funny thing is, by the end, the paper's going to be ripped up because if you actually bring it.
If that thing is so brittle, I'm not. Yeah, that should be in a museum behind plexiglass.
What song did you print the lyrics out to?
Coming to America.
So random. Oh, DZ. Well, Ludacris is at the fair tonight, and this is the last weekend for the Wisconsin State Fair. I had a blast last night. It was packed in a good way. It was a good pack.
It was amazing.
I was glad to see people out and people enjoying themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Other things going on this weekend besides the Wisconsin State Fair's final weekend, they're having the Bloody Mary Festival at Summerfest grounds.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Bloody Mary fan, but you got a festival, okay. Dog, tomatoes have been really messing me up. And I've never understood, again, food and alcohol. That's a food drink right there. A Bloody Mary, because normally you get like a cheese stick, a beef stick. Some people throw a whole burger on top.
It's food.
The celery. It's a snack. You eat V8 and vodka? What? I'm not hating.
It's a snack.
It's a snack drink. That's what it is.
I love it.
It's never made sense to me, but I respect it.
Mm-hmm. No, it is. It is. It's like a meal. No, it didn't used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And only in Wisconsin do we put all that garbage in a Bloody Mary, by the way. For
and
the
go
record.
Yum.
Like, when you go to another state, you're going to be like, where's my beef? Imagine you go to Florida for a vacation. You're like, where's the beef stick?
Really?
And they're like, well,
I thought everybody, that's just a Wisconsin thing.
Yeah, you know, some places put things in them like olives or maybe a beef stick, but you never go anywhere where you got 17 items in a Bloody Mary. That's a Wisconsin thing all the way.
I was today years old.
Normally it's like two things. It's like
tops.
Olives, maybe a beef stick. Have a nice day.
If you're lucky, no beef stick straw.
I swear to God. Okay, so that Bloody Mary festival is going on at the Summerfest grounds. And then the last thing I want to mention is tomorrow from noon to 6 is the Dragon Boat Festival, which is free. What is this?
The Milwaukee Dragon Boat Festival.
It's interesting.
So y'all have probably seen those really long, elaborate, ornate boats that
Chinese
normally look
boats.
Like dragons.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're Chinese racing boats, basically. So they got row teams.
Yeah.
And the big conclusion, so you get to come see them up close. They they row and then they race them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, buddy. Oh. So that's what's going down for that. The Milwaukee Dragon Boat Festival. Big races going on this weekend.
I didn't know that. I didn't even know that was a thing. Well, that's really cool. And that's down by the lakefront, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool. Well, whatever you do, have a good weekend. We'll see a lot of you tonight at the fair for Ludacris.
Sure will.
I saw the grandstand was bumping with REO Speedwagon last night.
Boy, going crazy.
It'll be a different vibe tonight for Ludacris. Let me tell you.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
When you're walking to your car, if you're not at Ludacris, you're going to hear it getting down.
If you hear somebody go, woo, that was us.
That's definitely us. All right. What would DZ do coming up next? It involves a girlfriend whose boyfriend is insecure. Normally, you're dealing with the opposite.
Right.
She's dealing with an insecure man.
Maybe that's a little more common than you think.
We'll talk about it next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Both of us are stretching.
Both of us are sleeping.
We're tired.
Today feels like a long one. Yeah,
I just talked to somebody last night about how fun and what the vibe on this show was, so upbeat. And here you and I come in today like,
everybody good today?
Yeah. I jinxed myself by talking about our energy.
Did you knock on wood when you said it?
No. But anyway.
Too late.
The problem today, though, for What Would DZ Do, involves a girl who needs advice because her boyfriend is insecure.
Yeah, this one, it's about looks and it can get ugly. No pun intended.
Pun intended. Wait till you hear the story.
Pun intended for sure.
All right.
But Tess wrote in and says, my boyfriend calls himself ugly. My boyfriend and I have been dating for a while and things are going really, really well. We're usually in perfect sync no matter what it is. It's been amazing feeling this connected with somebody on so many levels. We haven't really had any arguments in the time we've been together, but some deep conversations. Mm-hmm. And one thing he's expressed is how he doesn't feel attractive and realizes that I'm quote unquote out of his league. Now, I've assured him so much that he's more than attractive to me and that it shouldn't bother him. Mm. But when he has constantly talked down on himself, it makes me feel really sad and helpless for him.
Well, yeah, and you're not attractive.
True.
The confidence is attractive. Mm-hmm. You're like, I suck. I don't like me.
So Tess wants to know how we suggest that she help him see how amazing he really is, or if she should even say anything at all.
Well, on one hand, it's good he has her on a pedestal because that means he's going to appreciate her. But on the other hand, it's bad he has her on a pedestal because he thinks she's better than him when she's going, like, I think we're in the same league.
I don't think it's about a pedestal at all. You know, I'm sure you should have your girl on a pedestal, right?
I guess.
But this is about him.
Yeah.
Like, the girlfriend ain't got nothing to do with this.
You don't think it's because he thinks she's too hot for him or something? It has nothing to do with her.
Well, and if that is, bro, that's a problem. But I feel like he's probably been feeling ugly for a while.
Mm.
If you don't feel like you're attractive and you're in a relationship, I just automatically feel like that's destined to fail because you're not going to represent yourself in your best light. Mm-hmm. It's the love yourself concept.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy ain't loving himself and hasn't loved himself maybe ever.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think she can help him. On this one,
you got to love yourself. And if you don't, but that's what I mean. Like, after a while, that would be unattractive.
What would I do? I wouldn't do a thing here. Mm. I'm straight up. You can't help somebody see the beauty within themselves.
Yeah.
And a dude's beauty, his attractiveness, is very limited to physical attraction.
And it shouldn't, he shouldn't feel better looking because of who he's dating or because, like, none of the,
no.
He shouldn't need her reassurance to validate that.
At all. She's already with you.
Yeah.
And if he's calling her out of his league, then you think she's very attractive, right?
Yeah.
Like, more attractive than you could probably normally talk to,
but just because someone's hot doesn't mean they're a catch. I'm sorry. We get to know people and we go, ah, that's...
But they're going really well, though.
Yeah.
They're really in sync, like she said. They're connected in so many levels. Mm-hmm. She wants to say that she found the one without saying she found the one.
It's kind of sad.
But it could get ruined by this boy not thinking of himself as a good person.
I get it. It's kind of sad. She likes him and he doesn't like himself.
You can't help somebody through that. Personally, that's my advice today.
Well, he better not screw it up if he likes her this much and thinks she's out of his league, then he's going to regret it one day and go, wow, she liked me and I was too insecure to appreciate it.
This could be the quality that ruins their relationship, because everything is going well. They must not be dating too long, because they haven't even had arguments. Everybody has arguments, dog.
Everybody. And if you don't argue, that's a red flag as well.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that.
Maybe.
Somebody texted in, RuPaul said, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love someone else? Can I get an amen?
No, hallelujah.
No, not arguing is a red flag, because we didn't argue a lot when I was married, but that's because you're internalizing. Get it? So if there's no arguing is healthy, because you learned how to deal with conflict. You learn how to work out problems. If you're never arguing, in hindsight, horrible.
Right.
Because somebody's internalizing. You're never always happy. Nobody's ever, no.
No, and especially when you feel ugly, quote unquote.
Somebody said he needs therapy, is what somebody texted in.
How do you help somebody see their inner beauty? You know, how would Tess help her boyfriend see his attractiveness when he's calling himself ugly?
I want you to love yourself.
I struggle with my own self-image things. Like, there's things about myself that I dislike, but I would never call myself ugly while I have, but not meaning it.
You don't think that.
Tess's boyfriend is meaning it.
He doesn't like his looks.
My suggestion is, it's hands off. This could be something that ruins y'all relationship, and I hate to say it, but it could be a good move, man. Just see how it plays out, but I can't be the only one with advice, clearly.
414-533-1037. You can call or text, and we will talk about it next. What should she do about her boyfriend who doesn't like himself, calls himself ugly?
You ugly, your daddy son.
U-G-L-Y.
You ain't got no alibi. You ugly. Yeah, you ugly.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so what's her name again?
Tess,
that's right. Tess wrote into the show and wanted to know what she should do because her boyfriend thinks he's ugly. He calls himself ugly and he says she's out of his league.
Self-image issues.
She wants him to love himself. She's like, do I say anything? You said, just let it be. He's got to love himself on his own. It's got nothing to do with her.
I don't know how to help a man feel attractive.
Well, and if you're using...
I got to be honest.
100%. And if you're using a woman to make yourself feel better, that's going to fade out anyway. And you're still going to have to work on... You know what I mean?
Yep.
You can only date someone that's, oh, she's out of my league. This makes me feel better. That fades after a while, and then you gotta deal with your own stuff.
Eventually, that's gonna draw on her too. Tess is gonna start feeling some type of way, maybe feeling unattractive herself. All that stuff wears on people, man. Self-confidence is way cuter than lack of.
100%.
In anybody.
And sometimes I'll be like, just fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Trust me, nobody knows. If you're having a day where you're not feeling good about yourself, just walk in there and own it like you are.
That's right.
You never know. And then you might start feeling yourself, and then mind over matter, right?
Oh, you ain't got no energy today? Fake it till you make it.
So, it sounds so easy. Much easier said than done.
Ain't that right?
Amanda is in Racine this morning. Let's talk to her. Amanda.
Turn down for what?
Turn down for what?
You know, the fake it till you make it thing worked out with my old job. I didn't know what the heck I was doing over there, but it seemed to work.
Fake it till you make it, sister.
But they kept promoting me.
Here we are.
Amen.
Amanda, what should Tess do about her boyfriend who calls himself ugly?
Yeah, help him out.
So first of all, I keep thinking of that SpongeBob episode where he says, I caught the ugly.
I've never seen it, but what happens? He catches an ugly?
Yeah, he just jokes around about being ugly.
Got it.
He thinks he's got the ick, basically.
Okay.
But I would say, I mean, I agree with DZ. He has to feel confident within himself, I feel like.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But it's funny because my husband will joke around about being fat. And I'll say, yeah, you are. But I like a man with me on his bone. So
hey. Amanda says, yes, you are.
Hey, but she likes it. You know?
Yeah, she's like, you look good to me.
Yeah, well,
and your husband's not fat. I've met your husband. He looks just fine.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Anyway.
Me. We're good.
Well, Amanda, you're 4'12", okay? You're like DZ's wife. You're a tiny little
thing. Y'all little.
Everybody feels fat next to you because you're so little.
Well, it's funny because when I was dating, a lot of guys were like slick, like thinner than me. I'm like, no, I'm not breaking you. This ain't going to work.
She's like, I don't like skinny dudes.
I like skinny. Nah. Amanda, he fits where he needs to in your heart.
Exactly.
Aww. Look at DZ. So cute. All right, Amanda, thanks for calling.
Appreciate you.
Have a good day.
You too. Later.
I don't don't really know what the advice was there other than she tells her husband she likes the meat on his bones.
Just saying, like, you can't help him. Like, yeah. you realistically can't help somebody feel attractive. And for me, I hate to say this, y'all, but it's a lot easier to support somebody's attraction, buying them flowers, getting them something, telling them they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. What do you do for a dude? Mm-hmm. You gonna buy me flowers and tell me I'm beautiful?
Well, this is actually a great question. What would I, because I will tell guys, oh, like, I think you're hot, or oh, like, I mean, I think of ways to compliment men, but what compliments actually work?
I mean, if the physical compliments,
sure.
Maybe I'm
using ones
that don't. Oh, your biceps look great. Because we've talked about men are more on the physical attraction, but how do you compliment that?
I don't know.
Hey, dude, your butt look good today, man. What? Weird line you cross when you start to compliment a man, where you almost make a man feel uncomfortable when you compliment him.
Look at you telling me looks good.
We hear so few compliments, we never believe them anyway. So how do you convince somebody that doesn't hear compliments regularly that when you're complimenting them, you actually mean it?
Yeah. And right? We hear so many that are full of it, we don't believe them either. We're the opposite. We hear garbage, and then we don't believe the ones that are true. That's
look at
funny.
The extremes we're at, y'all.
Wow, look at that. Wow. And somebody texted it and said maybe his number one love language is words of affirmation. It is fascinating what you're saying, though, DZ, because men are physical, and mm-hmm. women are much more connection-oriented. And so we compliment what we want back a lot of times.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right, exactly.
So it's funny because, yeah, I could go on about the guys and the looks, and I have thoughts on this, but let's go to Lori in Cedarburg this morning.
Who run the world, girls? The irony, girls. The irony, girls.
All right. Her boyfriend's saying he thinks he's ugly. What should Tess do?
He needs to build his confidence either... and also, what past traumas or what happened in his past to make him feel this way? Because, my best example is, so I helped train one of our kids' jiu-jitsu classes last night. And we're always sitting there trying to build their confidence. And, we were talking about empathy and compassion last night. And who knows, what he had in his past. And, was he constantly bullied? Was he constantly called ugly as a kid? He just doesn't have that confidence in himself. And maybe she needs to help find him something that will help build that confidence.
You're
to
right.
Get him to-
you know what he needs? He needs self-esteem builders. He needs a job that makes him feel important. Or he needs to have, he needs to join something where he feels like a part of something.
He should become a male stripper. Yeah.
I was thinking a softball league, but okay.
Oh. Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Male stripper could work too.
Build yourself confidence. They call me delicious.
And this is where men and women think completely differently. I'm like self-esteem builder.
He said, join a team. I was like, become a stripper. I don't know.
No, his brain.
Oh.
Stimulate his mind a little.
Again, nobody said my advice was good.
Again, men are physical, women are mental. This is so funny.
And I think men kind of beauty standards have now kind of gotten to the point where women have been for a while, because now with social media and everything, I grew up in an age where we didn't have this, and now you got people nitpicking on the smallest, littlest things and tearing people down when we should be building each other up. Not
Yes, if you're not the person that puts the fire emoji under my picture, I don't want to know you. Because I'll do the same back to you. We support each other. We make them feel good about themselves.
I think Lori wins it, though. He needs a confidence coach.
Mm-hmm.
He needs a confidence coach, and his girl ain't it.
He needs Hitch.
Ooh.
He needs Hitch.
Lori, we appreciate your call.
Thanks, Lori.
Have a good day.
You too, later.
We can see your text coming in. Somebody said, you can compliment men on their haircut, their glasses, what they're wearing. Somebody said, my boyfriend feels like I find him attractive when I show him physical affection. See, I believe that.
There you go.
When you initiate any kind of physical touch, men
jump
probably,
his bones, Tess. Jump his bones.
Do it, girl. Good morning, 103.7 KISS FM. Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Huepa.
We made it. It's Friday. You did not win the cream puff contest yesterday, but that's okay. And if you're on social media, you would have known this already.
Nobody worried about no cream puff contest.
I'm not either. Next year, it's fine.
It was just a warm-up this year.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Not fine. It's not fine. It's not fine.
Listen,
but it's fine.
It's the celebrity cream puff eating contest at the fair.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the 20 people, 3 were celebs, and you were one of them. If I'm being completely honest right now, I'm going to get beat up for saying that, but I don't
care.
Shots fired! Anyway, no, DZ, you did great at the contest. You did.
You know what? It was an exciting opportunity for me. You know, get a chance to compete a little bit.
Yeah.
As a former athlete, I look for new levels of competition. I think I done found my next avenue.
I think so too.
Competitive eating.
It's it.
What's the next eating contest?
I'll teach you how to throw down hot dogs.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good on the glizzies.
Oh, now you can't eat hot dogs?
Nah, I cannot match anybody there.
We're going to talk about this later in the show, about the cream puff contest, how it went, how you did, what your actual thoughts were.
Yeah, yeah, I got
because
you.
Because now that you've done it, I want to hear how you've reflected on it.
I did as I washed the cream puff out of my beard for a little bit.
It takes a while to get that cream puff smell out, let me tell you.
Oh, dude.
Coming up next for Am I the Jerk? It involves somebody asking someone to do something for their wedding that they think is not fair. Asking them to change their whole appearance for their wedding.
But it's a wedding.
It's a wedding. It's one day.
Yeah. Boom, but it's your whole appearance.
It's your whole appearance.
Think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so this involves a wedding and telling someone what they have to do to their appearance for the wedding.
You know I like chopping it up about weddings now. Come on.
That makes one of us, DZ. That makes one of us.
True.
No, I'm kidding. All right, so listen. Josh wrote in. He wants to know if he's the jerk for making his best man cut his hair before the wedding.
Josh! Okay, what's the context?
He said, Allie and DZ, I'm getting married in October. Soon, couple months.
I was going to say, real soon.
And I've done everything on my fiance's list. Getting tuxes, helping with invites, cake tasting, all the hard stuff. Only problem is my best man has been growing his hair out all year, and it looks, well, awful.
Ooh.
He looks like a shaggy dog, and if I'm being honest, long hair doesn't suit him. He isn't growing it for any particular reason, and we know for a fact he's just messing around and being lazy.
Mm.
Well, my fiance asked me to kindly ask him to cut it before the wedding.
Ooh, get a little trimmy, trim, trim.
I actually agreed with her, so I did.
Oh.
My friend did not take it well and said I had no right to ask him to cut his hair before my wedding.
Yeah.
But I say, well, you're already wearing the tux I asked and everything else. So what's the difference, Josh?
Mm.
Asking someone in your bridal party to cut their hair.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
A lot. But you're already dressing them. They're already losing their identity.
I'm trying to process.
Haircut.
I'm trying to process, but it's just hair. It grows back.
And it grows back, but an outfit's just for the day.
Right.
Hair, you gotta wait.
The haircut's gonna be a couple weeks or a couple months.
Imagine if you told like a woman though. You gotta cut your hair. It'd be on. She'd be like, oh really?
Then be fighting
oh,
words.
Really?
Yeah.
But yet we tell her what to wear.
Well,
and we tell her what shoes and all this and what jewelry and all these things on someone's wedding day.
And y'all do decide sometimes the hairstyle. Okay, ladies, we're going up, dudes.
There's been times
down,
at weddings
dudes.
I didn't want my hair up. And now it's a lot more. You can wear. There were years where it was all up.
Oh, yeah.
And now you see a lot of down hair at weddings.
Yeah, sure.
But I mean, yeah, you would do it because that's what the bride or groom wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you liked it.
But on this one, Josh is asking.
But he looks a mess, they said, and he's not growing out for anything.
But why does the hair matter?
Just cut it for your friends.
It's just hair.
Because of the pictures.
So?
And they don't want him to look awful standing up there. He's the best man.
Okay, that's fine. And I hear you. Yeah, you want him to be up there presentable, quote unquote. But you're already asking him to spend all of this money. You're already asking him to come take time out of their day and their life, their week, really. Because when you're in the wedding, it's not just the day of the wedding. You know, it's the week before.
Not anymore. Now it's obnoxious.
Now it's the whole month of we're doing wedding stuff.
It's an event.
It's a production.
Yes, thank you. It is.
So why are you going to go too far, in my opinion, too far, and say, now I want you to drastically change your appearance? Why?
Because you look like crap?
Man, no, you think they look
like
crap.
Which my kids would have went, ooh, you said the C word.
Maybe they like how they look, and now you're going to change them. Mm. They were loving on their
Nobody
flow.
Nobody likes the way this guy looks, though. Josh said him and his fiance both agree. His friend looks horrible with the like a shaggy dog, they said. And he's not even growing it out for anything. He's just being lazy.
I think I'm going, yes, y'all are jerks for making him cut his hair.
Is Josh the jerk for making his best man cut his hair before his wedding? 414-533-1037. I don't know. We tell people all the time what to wear and look like on a wedding. We even do their makeup.
And he's not growing his hair for any reason. He's just having fun with it, too.
Look at you coming back to my side.
No.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Josh wrote into the show. You can always write in to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. Send us an email.
We welcome him with open arms.
We look at them every day and go, did you see this one, DZ?
Ellie, did you see the one that just came in?
Oh, look at the one that just got sent.
Dog.
Well, Josh wrote in and we went, what? And Josh wants to know if he's the jerk for making his best man cut his hair. Let's go to the phones. Let's start with Crystal in Kenosha. How about that? Crystal, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Talk to us. We're trying to figure it out for Josh. Is he's the jerk for asking his best man to cut his hair?
I'm going to go with he is a jerk. Just because the simple fact, if you ask somebody to be in your wedding, you should kind of already be committed to how they look and not try to change anything drastic on them.
So then we should just let them wear what they want then.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yes.
If we're going to take this route,
yes.
Right?
Yes, y'all. Yes. Ellie, bringing in the points.
I got wedding stuff. I don't have a lot of thoughts, but I got good ones about weddings. Leave us all alone and stop having them.
but I'm down for all of that. Yeah. Let people's individuality shine. All this uniformity
you
we all want.
You have to wear a white dress and this and that. Who cares?
It feels like all antiquated, old, outdated things anyway.
You got to do this and that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So wait, so you say he is a jerk for asking his best man to cut his hair.
Yeah, I feel like if you're going to commit to asking somebody to be your best man, you should know what they look like.
You got to love him no matter what.
Not expect him to drastically change.
I mean, boom. What if something happened before the wedding and something happened to him physically or he got disabled? You'd still have him in the wedding and you wouldn't care what he looked like, right? At the end of the day, what do you care what they look like?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the pictures, that's why.
Those pictures are the memory you got of that night, and I get it. Uh-huh. It is only hair, sure, but that's not only hair to some people.
Well, and DZ, how many wedding pictures are flying all over your house, and how many are with your whole groom's?
Not many.
Exactly.
It's the ones of us.
I say this to people all the time. I'm like, your pictures are going to end up in an album.
Yeah.
You're going to put 3 on the wall, and you're going to move on with your life.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that, but it's true.
Because
I feel bad for the photographers making money, but it's true.
Oh,
you're going to take 3 pictures, you're going to put them on a canvas, a couple frames, and you're going to move on with your life.
Yeah, but
I didn't have any bridesmaids or bridegrooms.
Saved yourself the drama.
Yep.
<Woo.
laughs> And nobody had to spend all that money, let me tell you.
Boom, that part too.
All right.
Exactly.
Thanks, Crystal. Have
we
a good day.
It. Bye. Thank you.
All right, let's go to Bill in Waukesha this morning. Got to get a guy's take. I mean, this is about Josh asking his best man to cut his hair because it looks awful before the wedding. What do you think, Bill?
I gotta say jerk.
Mm.
I gotta say jerk.
Okay.
Let's go.
Go on, because?
Well, I mean, what if I was 50 pounds overweight? Are you going to tell me to get on a treadmill
for
6 months before your wedding?
I don't know.
It's the way you want me to look?
What do you mean it's happened? You know people that have done this?
Bill, you haven't heard of stories of people saying, oh, you know, I think the bridesmaids or I think the grooms, we should all start working out so we can fit in our dresses. We all want to lose 10 pounds before the day, We should all lose a little bit of weight. Blah, 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 blah.
If someone told someone in their bridal party to lose weight, that is crazy.
Crazier things have happened.
What? Mm-hmm. Oh, hell no.
I agree. I mean, I just politely back out at that point.
Yeah, people are...
You're fat. You don't want me in your wedding. Not a problem.
People are so superficial.
Bill said, I'm going to just back on about this one. Thank
and
you.
You know what's so messed up about this is, at the end of the day, I always say this about weddings. It's about a marriage and a lifetime, and it gets so taken away from.
Yeah.
We're so focused on what somebody looks like in one picture.
Right. Right. And that you lose focus on everything else.
You're not worried about your future with the person or what's going on or are you in a healthy spot. You're worried about if the best man's hair is too long. This is so dumb. You know what I mean?
You must be ready for your weddings if you're worried about the best man's haircut right now.
You're about to sign on a dotted line for a lifetime commitment.
Yep.
And you're worried about the best man's hair. Like, imagine if I said, hey, sign a job and you got to commit for the rest of your life. Would you do it? No.
No.
You sure wouldn't?
No.
No, you wouldn't. See
Especially
I mean?
If they're telling me to cut my hair for it, too. No. No.
All right. Well, Bill agrees, jerk. Thanks for calling, Bill.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, man. Take care.
Last but not least, let's go to Kevin in Milwaukee this morning. Kevin.
Good morning.
Hey, what up?
What's the word, man? I mean, what do you say? I think you said you had the perfect answer.
Yeah.
You think they're the jerk? Is Josh the jerk?
No. Because there's two different things. I get what everybody else is saying with it, but the thing that it's always been told is happy wife, happy life.
That's right.
And then B, if he's growing it out for no apparent reason and he doesn't want to cut it, come to a compromise and put a brush to it. Do a style, something.
There you go.
You can, you know, like,
have a hairstylist that day come in and fix it somehow to make it look appropriate. Yeah.
Slick it back.
You're not going to go up there looking like a wet dog. Like, come on.
So Josh is saying you got to compromise a little, which is why you're not the jerk.
I was stuck on the haircut. I wasn't even thinking of the fact that you could just style it. Mm-hmm. You could make your hair look drastically different with a little bit of mousse, baby.
Well, and as much as I think you can't make somebody do their hair a certain way, people do this all the time at weddings. Like I've said at the beginning, I'll say it again. We get forced to do hairstyles we don't like all the time for weddings.
We control everybody's appearance for 48 hours, if not longer.
Well, so what's the difference?
Right.
Wow. So when he says Josh is not the jerk. Wow. Thanks for calling, Kevin.
Yep, no problem.
Appreciate you, man. Take care.
Still jerk overall because it was 2-1.
No, man, but Kevin brought that point, though. Mm-hmm. Kevin brought that point and said, man, at least do something about it.
Yeah,
you don't want to be out there looking crazy. It's for the pictures, but brush it.
Brush it. I think that was a good compromise. Like, let the hairstylist have a little say and slick it back, like
I agree.
You said.
And
we'll be fine. We are going to play Taylor Swift because I don't have...
You want a little Taylor in your life?
I cannot do any low-energy music on a Friday. In your life?
Say
we
less.
We need to turn it up a notch. DZ and I are tired. Can you tell?
I got you.
We're moving slow. I need some Taylor in my life. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Friday. Well, look at this. I got a text I got to read. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Looky here.
Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And you can always text the show. A lot of people are, you know, running around this time of day. You can always text us. It's the same number you call, 414-533-1037.
People are always shocked. They're like, you guys see those? You guys read those? Duh.
Yeah.
Why do you think we tell y'all to text us?
I mean, hello. This is what we do.
We love texting.
Text before you call in real life, too.
IRL.
Somebody texted in, though, Crystal, and she said, the guy's the jerk, period. But DZ, on another note, she said, I noticed you recently cut your hair. What made you cut yours? Genuinely curious. I like it on you. Crystal. We talked a little bit about this, but you might have missed it because you cut your hair off this week. You had dreads, right?
Yeah. I had my hair. I had been growing it for almost 5 years, I think.
Five? I didn't know you were growing it that long.
Yeah,
that's pre-pandemic.
It was close to 5 years, yeah. Basically, the pandemic is what made me like grow it, where I was like, well, here we go.
Honest to God, I know you've had so many hairstyles, but...
I've had every hairstyle.
Since you've worked in this building off and on for how many years? 100?
the last 10, 20?
I've
what
known
is it?
You for a long time now. I feel like that's how I remember you, though, is with dreads.
With my locks.
Yeah.
That's how most people remember me.
Yeah.
With my locks. I had my locks for almost 10 years.
Are they dreads? What are they? You don't call them locks? Does it matter what I call them?
No, dreads, locks.
It doesn't
dreadlock?
Matter.
No, yeah. It's okay. Just what I prefer.
I'm
I call them locks.
Hair etiquette questions.
You good.
Because I've never
call
had
them
dreadlocks.
Some people don't like them to be called dreads.
Why?
Because they're dreadful.
Okay.
Yeah, and
they don't like
the dread aspect of it.
Oh, they think it's a negative word.
Which is not.
I never thought of it as a negative word when I think of it.
No, I call them locks because my hair was locked, right?
Yeah.
And I got used to calling them locks.
Sure.
Semantics. You don't. It doesn't matter.
100%.
I don't take offense. You could call them dreads.
But you cut them. You cut everything off
Chopped them. Now, the dreads I had only had for coming on a year, right? I'd grown my hair for a few years, decided to, you know, twist it up one day. I started the locks myself, my dreads.
You start twisting your hair?
Yep.
And that's
yep.
how you make them?
For most people. Yeah. And then so I kept going and going and
people.
Going. And then eventually I was like, oh, well, I guess I'm locking my hair back up. And I let it go.
Uh-huh.
I fought it for a long time.
Yeah.
It wasn't feeling genuine.
Oh,
the
why?
Energy didn't feel the same with the last locks I had.
Okay.
We had some pretty busy times. As y'all know, we just moved.
Yeah.
We were having a baby soon. We got a lot of things going on. I hadn't had the chance to get a retwist. I didn't feel like I was caring for my hair like I normally do.
The management of your hair became an issue.
For me.
Yeah.
Was I mismanaging my hair?
Yeah.
Nah. Nobody would have noticed. Probably nobody cared. No. But I cared.
You were over it.
I was over it. It didn't feel good. I had fought it for a little bit. And I just one day went, you know what?
I don't like it.
Let's chop them.
You had the awareness to go, I don't like this. I'm not happy. I need to change.
Yep. So, Crystal, that's what happened. I went, I sat down in the chair at the barber and went, I don't feel good, man. Help me out.
When you went into the barber, you didn't know you were cutting it
nope.
that day?
I hadn't decided.
Oh, wow.
I sat in the chair and he goes, the usual? And I'm like,
wow.
You know what? How much time you got today, Mondo? I was like, Mondo, I need you to glaze it, baby. Mondo, glaze it, man. I need you to do me right. He's like, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, bruh. He grabbed the scissors, held held one lock up and said, are you sure?
Have you had any regrets since you cut it all off?
No, not regrets. Lot of weirdness. Because I haven't felt this in so long. I haven't had my hair short like this short in 15 years. 15 plus.
You said before it didn't feel genuine. Does this feel genuine, this hairstyle?
It feels new. It does feel genuine, but I feel like a young DZ. I feel like high school me. I'm almost like introverted again, like shy with a low cut. My hair growing out means I'm out here wilding more. I'm me. I'm doing me, right? No. Oh,
this is a more reserved cut.
It feels reserved. Yeah, that's the best way to put it. Thank you. I couldn't think of it.
You want to be less flashy.
It feels reserved. I feel more flashy with this cut, though.
Oh, really?
I feel like a flashy reserve. I don't get it because I'm getting compliments. People are like, I love it. I like it. It looks so good. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
I got to tell you, I forget you cut it until we were at the fair yesterday and somebody said, oh, your hair. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot DZ cut his hair. Like, I just forgot, right? Because I just see you every day and I'm used to it already. I'm already used to the new hair.
Right. Well, and most people are. I feel like most people quick. And if you've ever seen an old picture of me, I only had short hair going up until my junior year of high school when I started growing. And then, sophomore going into junior year, grew to fro, and that was it. Long hair, don't care since, until now.
I think it's funny that you walked into the barber and said, how much time do you have? I feel like getting rid of all this hair today out of nowhere.
You said, I got time today, Papa. Well, what's up?
You did it. There you go, Crystal. There's your answer. Crystal texted in, wanted to know why DZ cut his hair. She was very curious. Now we need a before and after pic. Oh, I put them up. Maybe they want one on Facebook.
Oh, well, they'll get one when I shave the beard.
Oh, what?
Huh?
You're shaving your beard?
You said what now?
What?
You said who?
All this stuff's on Instagram, by the way, our before and afters. We can maybe do a Facebook one, too.
Maybe.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Harry Styles. The last relationship we knew about was Olivia Wilde.
Right.
That was a couple of years going on.
Was it?
Yes. She was like, would always show up when he was on tour, because he toured for like 2 to 3 years. It was forever.
Nonstop. I forgot about that.
Now
yeah.
Taylor's taken over, and she's the one touring for 2 years
nonstop.
But when they broke up, we saw him with Emily Ratajkowski, who was a crush of his. They were kind of drunkenly kissing in the street one night, which was funny.
A slight canoodle.
But now he's with this chick, Taylor Russell, who is an actress. I've never heard of her, but she's in some play in London. Mm-hmm. He's been spending time with her. He showed up for her opening night. People have seen them hanging out, cozying up, mingling together, hanging out together with James Corden, a mutual friend of theirs.
Bet.
Harry.
So she's around.
He's doing his normal dating. That's
What's her name?
Taylor Russell.
It's such a common name that I feel like I know her. Mm-hmm. And then I see her face, and she got a familiar face, even though I have no idea who she is. It looks like I know her. She's got a common face, not in a bad way, but she's just got a familiar face where you're like, I've seen her maybe,
Eyebrows are so light. She looks like when Doja Cat shaved her eyebrows.
No, stop
it. You don't think that reminds you of like Doja Cat when she shaved her eyebrows a little bit?
A little bit, but that's because she got shaved eyebrows
in that
picture.
They're beautiful.
Her eyebrows don't look like that, I guarantee it.
Anyway, so I was looking at Harry the whole time.
I see you. Look at you.
Harry Styles, we got another one. Sorry, ladies.
Got another one to fight, I see.
Another one. Last chance today to win those Jelly Roll tickets.
Really, it's the last chance?
It is. It's not the Little Debbie.
No.
It's the singer Jelly Roll coming to the American Family Insurance Amphitheater on August 18th. And we've got your tickets.
Woo!
So we're going to have those coming up in less than 20 minutes.
People have been going crazy for these tickets, yo. Mm-hmm. For real. Mm-hmm. I got FOMO that I can't go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Straight up.
You like, want to go now.
I now want to go to Jelly Roll.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't.
You can't. Maybe one of our winners will take you.
No, I got a dang bachelor party.
You're going to be busy. You can't go, period. Yeah. Even if you could go, I get it.
Of course we pick the weekend Jelly Rolls in town.
Of course
we do.
Jelly
Cameron,
Roll.
I blame you.
That concert is very soon, so we've got those. I want to talk about the state fair, though, coming up next.
Okay.
Because you competed yesterday.
I did.
And I want to talk about what happened, how you felt, how you feel about how the whole thing ended.
Yeah. Okay.
Lots of things to discuss.
You know, how I got cheated out of my dub? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. How you feel about the celebrity that won? I just have so many questions.
Oh, I got thoughts.
thoughts.
Okay, all right, good. Well, we are going to talk about it next. Only it's Wisconsin love, not California love, because it's a Wisconsin State Fair.
That's right.
Which ends this weekend. So get out there. It's a good time. Kiss FM. There I was last night, self-admittedly, on a date at the fair looking at the pigs.
Self-admittedly.
And now I'm eating bacon.
Why you call your date a pig, bro?
No, my date was not a pig. I'm eating.
You said you were looking at, oh, you were looking at the actual pigs.
I was looking at all the animals last night. Now I'm eating bacon. And I don't know how I feel about that. This is really awkward, you guys. Like, I'm just having a moment right now. Full circle moment.
I met a pig named Connor, and Connor tastes delicious.
No.
I said it.
Every time I go to the fair and I go through the animals, I say I'm going to become a vegetarian. and then I'm eating bacon 8 hours later.
And then we walk out of the enclosure and go,
bacon.
Meat on a stick.
I see the animals and I feel bad. And I go, oh.
And then I turn around.
And then I eat bacon. And then I move on with my life.
Yeah, story of our lives.
Okay, so DZ was at the fair yesterday.
Yeah.
I was too.
Yeah.
Came to watch you perform.
Had a showing. Mm-hmm. A competition, if you will.
The Cream Puff Celebrity Eating Contest, mm-hmm. which over the years, I mean, when I did it in 2005, it's gotten bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Like 2005, which again was almost 20 years ago.
For sure.
It was very small.
For sure.
There was like 5 people, 10 people showed up to watch.
Right.
Now it's like at the amphitheater and there's like tons of people and people come for this thing.
There was a lot of people there.
It was amazing.
A lot of people there.
And shout out to the Wisconsin State Fair who put you dead in the middle. Because they know where the entertainment is.
Big ups.
This show. They're like, everyone, put him in the middle.
Marquee, well, they were expecting me to win. I know it.
Well, that's okay.
Man, it's not.
You can't win them all, and this makes you the underdog now.
I guess.
And I probably jinxed you by talking so much smack.
You didn't make me nervous. No, you know you did.
I probably did. No pressure.
It was a lot of pressure.
I had won twice.
I felt like I was letting our ancestors down.
I am the ancestor.
Our communal
Don't
ancestors.
Don't age me like that.
Stop it.
I am the ancestor.
I let
here.
The family down, man.
No,
that's how
you
it felt. But
no.
I podiumed.
Yeah.
My first showing, first time ever in an eating. That was
what
my first
podiumed
eating
mean?
Competition. Means I placed.
Oh.
I got third.
No, you got second.
I took home the bronze.
Nobody said that, but I said.
No. Mm-hmm. Allie, we got to tell the people the truth, dog.
There is some rivalry going on with these sports guys in town. Okay.
Well,
Dario Melendez, who I call him Jen Latta's husband. Because
shout out Jen Latta's
husband.
Shout
out Jen Latta.
No, Dario caught the dub for sure.
He won, and he's on WISN.
Yep.
And I joked with DZ that people always say things like, oh, she's so-and-so's wife. So now I'm going to start doing that to men. I'm going to be like, oh, you're Jen Latta's husband. I'm going to call people by their wife's name, you know?
Flip it.
No, but he won it, and he got to take the trophy.
It's a beautiful trophy, too.
It's a traveling one, but...
But it was big. It was
big.
Hefty. It looked like it was a championship trophy.
Next year, you got this.
Yeah, I got this next year.
Next year, we'll start training in January. What were you surprised about? Because you can't use your hands. You're face forward in the cream puff.
Yeah. What surprised me the most was how hard it was to chew it all at once, basically. Because
mm-hmm.
the goal was to get it all up in your mouth. Well, my goal was get it all up in my mouth as fast as possible and chew, 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 chew. But then all
swallow.
Of a sudden, my cheeks were full and I'm trying to chew and swallow at the same time. The cream got thick. The puff was there. I couldn't drink enough water because I was just like, oh.
Yeah.
The aspect of competition got to me because I was hearing everybody else talking about, oh, we got this. We got two out of the plate. We got two. And then all of a sudden, I got my two off the plate and I'm like, oh, I'm in this. I'm kind of in this.
Right.
And I start trying to chew faster. My jaw started to lock up. I was like, oh my God. And ended up taking third place.
But do you feel like if you compete next year, you're more prepared now for the cream puff contest?
I could tell you exactly what I feel like I did wrong and exactly what I would do differently.
Good.
So straight up, let me run you right through it. I'll give them the game plan so they know how I'm going to win next year.
No, wait, hold on. Tell us next.
Okay.
How about we play a song? Because I want to know what you think you did wrong, actually.
But,
I am curious. How did you eat the cream puff wrong?
Man, I ate it wrong in so many ways.
Okay.
All of the ways, actually.
I want to know, and then I'll give you my advice as well. We can talk more fair food because you had more fair food too.
Yeah, we tried a bunch of stuff.
Nice. All right, we'll talk about it next. I'm curious. What DZ thinks he did wrong? 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, and we are talking about the State Fair because DZ competed last night. Yesterday afternoon, I should say.
I had a strong showing in my first celebrity cream puff eating contest, and I'm hungry for more.
You did great.
Well,
I don't think you should be disappointed in your performance. It was great.
I'm down on myself just because I'm a competitor. Yeah. I'm not mad I lost.
Shout out
to Dario. Shout out to Bill Schmidt. Shout out to everybody that literally was in the contest.
Most of them. Listen, I know all these these people.
I was in the contest.
Some of them can be shouted out. Some of them, whatever. But listen.
9 out of 10.
You know, Allie doesn't hold back anything.
Stop it.
No, but everyone up there, for the most part, had done that before, who wanted to win.
Yeah.
There were people up there who didn't care if they won. There's some celebrities who get up there from TV, and they're like dainty, and you could tell they're just there for fun.
It's for show.
And that's okay.
It's some good B-roll.
But like, you were there to win, and you had never done it before, so now you will understand.
I took it too lightly.
Why? You think you took the cream puff contest too lightly?
Well, let me break it down for you.
Go
like,
on.
We had a lot of fun with it.
Okay.
And though it was fun, the competitor in me didn't get my start off the line like I wanted to. I took it too lightly, and I was thinking, we're going to be good. While next to me, I got dang J-Matt smashing his head into the table to get cream puff. I'm going, oh, we got competitive. Oh.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, I'm trying to jump into it. Nah, I ain't get my start off right.
I have a video of you taking a drink, and I was like, DZ, we don't stop for drinks.
I needed it.
You put too much in your mouth at once.
I did. That's exactly what I did, and another mortal flaw. I didn't get the right start off, right? I didn't get off the starting blocks as fast as I should have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I was out here over shoving my mouth, and I couldn't handle the pressure of everything there. I was trying to swallow, I was trying to chew, I was trying to do everything at once. I needed to, what somebody told me yesterday, take smaller bites. And I didn't listen. I didn't listen to the advice. I'm sorry. That was one of two of my very mortal flaws right there.
Well, I actually am glad. Now, in hindsight, I'm glad you didn't win, because now we have something to look forward to next year. And now you're the underdog.
Yeah.
So now it's on.
Yeah.
We start the training. You know the things you got to do. And you're going to win next year.
Well, and I watched the game tape, right? Yeah. I watched the footage, and I knew exactly what I was doing. I was looking at the competition. I wasn't focused on the cream puff. I didn't listen to Penelope. Penelope said, just look at the cream puff.
Yeah, don't look at the competition.
I worried about the competition.
They're irrelevant.
I didn't listen to y'all, and I let y'all down. I'm sorry.
You didn't I'll let do anybody down. You'll do better next year. You'll do better next year.
I want that trophy.
I have no doubt about it.
Dario, whatever your name is.
WIS, Jen Letta's husband.
Jen Letta's husband, I'm coming for you.
One lesson yesterday, the cream puff contest.
I want you, sucker.
I can't talk smack. I followed him on Instagram yesterday. After he won the contest, I went and followed him. I'm like, whoops.
Comment under his picture and say, DZ's coming next year.
It's on.
Giannis mean mug.
It's happening. Okay, we got to give away these Jelly Roll tickets. Oh my gosh.
Right now?
Yes, we do. Last chance to win them. Let's do it right now. 414-533-1037. Jelly Roll going to be in town at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater August 18th. So like 7 days.
Basically mañana, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Last pair of tickets going to caller number 30. 414-533-1037. Oh, we've got Jelly Roll tickets to give away. You like that song right there? Jelly Roll going to be in town in 7 days.
Amen. Do I sound like Jelly Roll?
No.
Amen.
No, damn. You do not. But let's go to Danny in Brown Deer this morning. Good morning, Danny.
Just shot me down, Danny. Good morning. What are you up to this morning, Danny?
I'm a nanny, so I'm driving my kid to basketball camp.
Ooh.
Oh, as a parent, we love you.
What you doing during the year? We need a nanny.
Oh, okay.
And do you speak Spanish?
Can you drop your kids?
I actually do. I'm bilingual.
Danny.
Hold on.
We have to connect. Let's talk. We gonna talk, Danny. Hold on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Danny, you are going to Jelly Roll.
Hey! Woo! Aside from maybe being our new nanny, you're going to Jelly Roll!
Thank you. I'm so happy. I've called every day.
You have?
Let's go.
Yes, never won before?
Every day. No, I've never won before. So, oh my God, I'm just like so excited.
Oh, that's so exciting. I love when new people win.
So excited.
Oh my goodness.
Thank
All right.
You.
Danny, hold on. We're going to get you hooked up with those Jelly Roll tickets, and we're going to get you and DZ to switch numbers. Hold on, Danny. Don't go anywhere, all right?
Thank you.
Yo, that is absolutely dope, man. Come on now. Last chance of Jelly Roll. I never win.
I never win.
Lies. Look at you winning.
That's the best. I mean,
look at you winning.
You won. It's happening. So congratulations to Danny and Brown Deer.